I'm about to tell you the best relationship advice that no one has ever told you. Mark Manson, who is a famous author and speaker, did a study, and he found in this study that there was 1,500 couples that were interviewed. And in this interview, they asked these people, what is it that are the three wrong reasons that people get into relationships? The first wrong reason that meant that that relationship was going to end was people got in it because they felt lonely and they wanted to feel less lonely because of being in the relationship. So if you're going to a relationship to make yourself feel less lonely, then the minute that person is not meeting your needs emotionally or in any way, shape or form, you are going to feel empty again. So that is a way to sabotage it. The second wrong reason to get into a relationship is if you feel pressured to do it. If you feel pressured by your friends or your family or by your co-workers or whatever it may be, you might be like, oh, like I'm 40 now, like I should be in one. Oh, you'll do, I'll just get with you. No, that's the wrong reason. If you go into it because you feel pressured, then you're going to feel unhappy because you've settled, right? You have not honored yourself. The third wrong reason that people get into relationships is they believe that love or a relationship is the only thing that matters. Now, a relationship is not the only thing that matters. It is important, right? But you have other areas of your life that you should be enjoying as well. And whatever that you feel on your own is going to be expanded when you get into a relationship. So if you're feeling unhappy, depressed, lonely, and you go and get with somebody else, then you can only really ask to match with who you're being, but that's what's going to get magnified, is that unhappiness, feeling depressed or lonely. So you've got to get to a place in yourself where you feel full within yourself. Now, what is love? And I think that people get distorted about what love looks like in a relationship. Now, there is three levels of a relationship in when two people get together. There is three levels of a relationship. The first level of a relationship is where you want someone to meet your demands. It's like they have to meet your demands, and if they don't meet your demands, then you don't love them anymore. That's the first level of relationship. It's very unsatisfying and unfulfilling. The second level of relationship is when it's an exchange. It's a measurement. So whatever they give to you, you're like, well, I'll give that back. But whatever people don't give to you, then you're not gonna give them that back either. So you only give to others what you receive from them yourself. That's a measurement, right? As long as you're measuring, that is not love, right? You're putting boundaries. Boundaries is not love. Limits is not love. Now, the third level of relationship that very few people get to is when their needs are your needs. Their happiness is your happiness. Now, if you were able to put that person first in your life, then they're gonna feel important to you, significant to you, like they matter. How do you build trust in a relationship? There's only two main ways you build trust in a relationship. The first main way is they must feel that you have their best interests at heart. And the second way you build that trust is when those interests are aligned. So if happiness is important to them and you've made that a priority, then they're gonna feel like they can trust you, right? But it's very hard when you don't put that person first and you don't fill them up and you don't make them important and significant to you. So that's what I've seen what really makes happy and fulfilled couples. I had a lady that one of my students once that told me she met a guy, and with this guy, it all looked great in the beginning, right? He treated her well, looked after her, everything was going fine. But then what happened, the red flag started to happen. He started to say, you know, don't you put yourself, in my way of my work. You know, if I'm doing my work and if I want to do my work, then sorry, I'm not listening to you, right? He also tried to control her. And when she tried to bring up, saying things that he did that wasn't making her feel significant or happy or heard or seen or understood, he would just blame her and say, it's all your fault. And the problem is when we get in relationship, is we can stop seeing things logically, right? If you are feeling in love, you are having dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin, the trust hormone, and these happy, loving chemicals being flooded through your nervous system. And what that does is that stops you from seeing things as they are, and you actually filter things differently when you've got these chemicals flooded in your nervous system. And so you don't want to be putting someone on a pedestal when they haven't earned their spot there yet. Everybody has equal positive and negative traits, and you have to allow yourself to see both. And when you get into this relationship, your goal is that hopefully that person is helping you to become more of who you truly are and grow more than you ever could on your own. That is the goal of a relationship, and that is a way that you know that you're in a great relationship. I hope this has helped you and served you. If you would like more information like this, then you can join in and apply or ask for more information about our Neurotransformation Therapy course, which we run 3 times a year to help you transform your relationship with yourself and your relationships with other people. Thanks so much for watching this video. Make sure you click subscribe, give it a like, and let me know what you think in the comments. I look forward to seeing you in the next video.